The summer wedding season is upon us, and as Randy Wenner reports, you just may notice something missing at the next wedding you attend.
This is a story that's all about friends, including the most famous friends of all. When Monica and Chandler on the TV show Friends decide to get married, there's a problem.
Well, we're trying to find someone to perform our wedding, and they're all either boring or annoying or, you know, can't stop staring at the ladies. You should have one of us do it.
One of them does do it, and some people say that episode marked the point when the number of couples asking friends to marry them started taking off. The research firm known as The Wedding Report says last year in this country, one out of every seven weddings was performed by a friend of the couple.
I've seen it become increasingly popular over the last few years.
Melissa Evans has been helping couples plan weddings for more than a decade. She says having a friend perform the wedding is one way to make a ceremony meaningful for couples of different faiths.
So one partner doesn't necessarily have to give up, you know, their religion, their faith, their, you know, their history, that sort of thing. They can tie it all together.
And then these, remember that?
Yeah.
Looking through pictures from their wedding last fall, Kate and Ed Kokum of Central New York say they wouldn't change a thing, especially asking Kate's aunt to marry them.
It really made me feel more like part of Kate's family, you know, as opposed to someone that I don't know, some judge or pastor that I rarely see doing the ceremony. With Kate's aunt, it really seemed like I was becoming part of her family.
The Wedding Report says 2 years ago, clergy performed 70% of all weddings. Last year, it was down to 62%. Reverend James Wind is president of the Alban Institute, a research firm focusing on religion. He's afraid couples may be losing out on what organized religion can offer a bride and groom.
When we do a wedding ceremony, there's a set of values that has been carried along for centuries in these religious communities that are resources for making this very important relationship, a bedrock relationship in our society, for making this work.
There is also concern over whether having friends perform weddings is legal. Many of them choose to get ordained from ministries that offer instant ordinations. And on the internet, it just takes a few clicks.
That's a scam.
Attorney Ray Daig specializes in religious and matrimonial law.
I don't think that's going to cut the mustard with the state of New York or any other state in the United States, simply because obviously you can sell a certificate for a few bucks, but that doesn't make you a clergyman. You've got to have some sort of a recognized congregation.
We deal with this on a constant basis. A lot of it is just misconception about how our ministers are ordained or what their abilities are.
Andre Hensley is the president of ULC, Universal Life Church in Modesto, California. The church claims to ordain 3,000 to 5,000 ministers each month. And while you can apply to become a ULC minister online, the group reviews all applications before pronouncing anyone ordained.
Their commitment that they have stated, they have felt that they have some form of a calling and they wish to be able to practice that, and that's why they want to become ordained as a minister of our church. It's not up to us to judge. That's between them and their God.
But is it legal? There have only been a handful of cases that have come before local courts recently, and they've gone both ways. That legal gray area doesn't seem to be stopping couples, though, from saying I do, not to a lifelong minister, but to a lifelong friend. For NPR News, I'm Randy Wenner.